This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana, the Bend. And today, it's time for the final rope game of the Lugnuts 2022 campaign. Game number 66 on the road this year, the Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs in the final game of a six-game series. Yesterday, the penultimate game on the road, the Lugnuts received a grand slam from Cooper Bowman. It was the Lugnuts' third grand slam of the year. Zahid Valenzuela stole home, and the Lugnuts won in a slugfest. After scoring seven runs in the first four games of the series combined, the Nuts went out yesterday and they scored 10 runs, and they beat South Bend 10-8. It was the latest close game for the Nuts. As a matter of fact, all five of the games played in the series so far have been decided by two runs or fewer. And for the Lugnuts, out of the last 17 games that they played on the road, 13 of them have been decided by two runs or fewer. The Lugnuts' record in those games is 8-5. So tonight, the final road game of the year before day off tomorrow, and then the Lugnuts back home hosting the Dayton Dragons starting on Tuesday, a six-game homestand to wrap up this season. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Nuts, Jorge Juan, the 6'9 right-hander, will take on the South Bend right-hander, Joe Nejas. And I have the chance to catch up with Jorge. You'll get to know a lot more about the Lugnuts' big, menacing right-hander with the great stuff. That's coming up next. This is Lugnuts Pregame.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Jorge Juan. How's this season going for you?
Good, yeah, pretty good.
How is it to be 6'9" tall?
It's good. Sometimes you play some, whoa, oh my God.
What's the best thing about being tall?
Lo mejor. No.
What's the worst thing?
Lo peor. My room, you say.
Oh no.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have to duck your head?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do they ever
get... Indoors.
Door, yeah. Do they ever give you a bed that's too small?
Yes.
How is it on the bus, on the team bus,
the autobus?
Yeah.
For me, four seat. For me.
Good. Have you ever dunked a basketball?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. And I've seen some basketball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you a good basketball player?
Yeah.
What are you working on as a pitcher right now?
I work in for strong in the season. Triple A, maybe. mucha cosa.
Yeah. A lot of things.
Yes.
So with the slider, I saw you were working on getting on top of it with the slider?
Yes. In the changer. Changer sometimes. In the EYP. Changer.
When you were a boy, who did you grow up rooting for? Who was your favorite team?
Oakland A's.
Oakland A's. Yes.
My favorite is Frankie Montas.
Frankie Montas.
Yes.
Did you get to meet Frankie in Arizona?
Yes, in the pre-training.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was it getting to meet
him? In Frankie, in pre-training.
How is he as a guy?
Good, very good.
So you grew up as a kid loving the Oakland A's. And then the Oakland A's signed you. How exciting is that?
It's a good person, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. Good piece. We like it. Change up, good.
Do you use the same grip on your changeup that he uses?
Yes.
You throw the same changeup?
Yes. Change up, Frankie.
He taught you?
Yes. Good.
What's the best game you've ever pitched?
It's Boston. Four innings. Bueno. Yes, four innings. Eight strikeouts, no hit.
Eight strikeouts in four innings, no hits.
Yes. It's Boston.
Mm-hmm. Orlando Posada.
Yes. 2021. Maybe July. Yes. I don't know, remember, but July.
Last year, you were so good for Stockton.
Yes.
Then you come to Lansing. Then you get hurt. What was your injury? Last year, we saw you in two games. What did you hurt?
Elbow.
Elbow?
Yes.
Okay, so you go through the off season. You work, you rehab it. Did I hear that you got hurt in a different way? Did you get hurt again?
Yes.
How?
In the throat.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Me throw two games last in the last year.
Last year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pain.
Mm-hmm.
98, 97.
Yeah.
Yes, but pain. And come in Arizona in Jersey here.
Mm-hmm.
PFP.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm ready.
So then it's this year. It's spring training, April, May. You're healthy and throwing again, right?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I know in sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The sciatic nerve in your back.
Yes.
When was that?
No, it's good now.
Oh, it's good?
Yes.
Okay, so elbow is good.
Yes.
Your back is good.
Yes.
Did you hurt anything else?
No, very good.
Okay, good. So you come back, you pitch in Arizona, you come back with us, and you're feeling great. Are you back today to where you were last year in Stockton?
Yes. Oh, here, one more game in Double A.
Yes! Okay. Besides baseball, what else do you like to do?
I like basketball. I like my friend, the party. Playa. You know, playa?
The beach?
Yeah, the beach.
Yeah. Si, senor.
Yes.
Basketball. Who's your favorite team or player?
I'm powerful. Powerful Dominican player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know the Horford family lives in Grand Ledge? That Al Horford's padre comes to Lugnuts games.
Mm.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
That must have been exciting. Go ahead, Juan. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, you too.
You were great. Your English is getting better and better and better.
I think so.
Yeah. That's it, Estella. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Shasta, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Starting lineup time on Lugnuts pregame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts will lead off with the second baseman Cooper Bowman, yesterday's hitter of the Grand Slam. Batting second, the right fielder Lawrence Butler. Heading third at shortstop, it's Max Muncy. Batting fourth, the first baseman Shane McGuire cleans up. Heading fifth, just freshly back from the COVID list, left fielder Johnny Butler. Then hitting sixth, freshly back off the injured list, Eurybiel Angeles. Angeles, the third baseman. Batting seventh at DH, Jared McDonald. Heading eighth in center field, Denzel Clark. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the catcher, Hanson Lopez. So, for the Lugnuts once more, that is Bowman, Butler, Muncy, McGuire, Butler, Angeles, McDonald, Clark, and Lopez. And they support the right-hander, who is the subject of today's pregame interview, Jorge Juan. Now on the other side for the South Bend Cubs, leading off Jordan Woku in center field. Batting second, the third baseman B.J. Murray. Heading third, in left field, Yohendrick Piñango. Batting fourth at DH, Owen Casey. First baseman Caleb Knight bats fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop Kevin Made. Heading seventh, the catcher Casey Opitz. Then batting eighth in right field, Jonathan Sierra. Before Yaisen Santana, the second baseman, rounds off the order. That's Wogu, Murray, Piñango, Casey Knight, Made, Opitz, Sierra, and Santana. And they support a right-hander named Joe Nejas, whom we saw earlier on in the series. We saw Nejas out of the bullpen. It was on Friday, 2 days ago, and he went one scoreless inning. He allowed an infield single to Josh Juan Wright. He set down Shane McGuire on a flyout, Lawrence Butler and Max Muncy on groundouts. So Nejas gets the ball. He is 6'1", 185 pounds, out of Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Signed as a free agent 3 years ago. He attended Georgia Southern. And on the other side for the Lugnuts, the 6'9", 263-pound Jorge Juan. 23 years of age, out of Paita, Dominican Republic. Juan comes in with a 6.39 ERA, 5 appearances, 3 starts, 12 and 2/3 innings, 17 strikeouts, 5 walks, league batting .208 against him. Nejas, meanwhile, a 4.37 ERA, 18 relief appearances, 4 starts, 78 and 1/3 innings, 63 strikeouts, 35 walks. He's allowed 8 home runs. He's hit 7 batters in the league, batting .242. South Bend takes the field on this final home game of the regular season for the Cubs before they head off to Cedar Rapids to finish off the season on the road on Tuesday. South Bend is wearing its camouflage jerseys. So the camo, yellow, tan, green, brown jersey shirts, and then the camo bright green baseball caps. Lugnuts are on the other side wearing the road blacks, black caps, black brim, silver Luggy the Lugnut on the front. Down to the field we go.
Of our national anthem, presented by Country Cabinets and Home Furnishings. Singing the Star Spangled Banner this evening is Todd Stearns.
Oh, say, can you see dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
It is Sunday, the fourth day in September, and the Lansing Lugnuts, the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's, are all set to play game number 126 in their 26th year in the Midwest League. The Lugnuts come in at 26-33, 51-74 for the year. And on the other side, the South Bend Cubs are 37-22, 71-54 for the year as a whole. For South Bend yesterday, though the Lugnuts won the ballgame 10-8, when Beloit lost 5-1 at home against Quad Cities, that meant that the South Bend Cubs had clinched the second half Midwest League West Division title. And they know that they will have a date with the Cedar Rapids Colonels coming up in the postseason on the conclusion of the regular season a week from today. For the Lugnuts, six more games to go in the year after today, back at home Tuesday through Sunday at Jackson Field against the Dayton Dragons. Here's your South Bend defense. Yohendrick Pinyango's in left, Jordan Wogu plays center, and in right field, Jonathan Sierra. Around the infield, Caleb Knight is at first. It is Yayson Santana at second base. Kevin Mate, the shortstop, and B.J. Murray plays third. The catcher, Casey Opitz. And the man on the mound, the right-hander, Joe Nejas. Derek Whitfield is our home plate umpire. Clyburn Rondon on the bases. My name is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You can email the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S @lansinglugnuts.com. And you can find me on social media via @jgoldstrass. Adam Jaxa, my everyday broadcast partner, will rejoin me once the Lugnuts head back to Michigan State Capitol. Clouds above, thickly covering the sky. It was a lot of rain earlier today. It was not heavy. It just consistently misted for about an hour and a half this morning. Right now, no rain, 71 degrees. Lights are on. Right-hander Joe Nejas against the right-handed hitting Casey, or I should say Cooper Bowman. And at 7:04 p.m., the game's first pitch. Bowman, a check swing, fell off to the right side, strike one. We're officially underway. The pitch intended for the catcher, Casey Opitz. Bowman deflected it away. Well, Cooper Bowman, in 29 games with the Lugnuts, is hitting .206. The windup, the kick, and the pitch. Line foul to the right side. No balls and two strikes. Yesterday, Bowman was 3-for-5 with a grand slam. Every single member of the Lugnuts offense hit safely in yesterday's 10-8 win, and Bowman led the way. Leadoff man in the order waits. Nejas is 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase the off-speed down and away. One batter, one strikeout for Joe Nejas. Lawrence Butler steps in next. Butler, who did not play in yesterday's game, got to watch his teammates put up those 10 runs on 11 base hits. The Lugnuts' first double-digit total since back on August the 21st. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, no score. Initial offering, a breaking ball around the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. was a matter of fact for the Lugnuts when it comes to double-digit scoring. Lansing only has two games in which they've scored at least 10 runs since, as Butler dribbles it foul and double hits it with a backswing, knocks it off the left side. One ball, one strike. Two games in double digits in scoring for the Lugnuts since July the 8th. And only six games scoring at least 10 runs here in the second half. Offense has been quiet. The pitch to Butler. A dribbler foul to the right side. And it's one ball and two strikes on the Lugnuts left-handed hitting right fielder from Atlanta. Well, by the way, the Lugnuts in the first half, double digit runs just three times. But this offense, especially in the series, had been quiet. The pitch to Butler. Hammer to right field. On its way, and it's gone. A line smash by Lawrence Butler to right. Butler's ninth home run of the season. 1-0 Lugnuts. Home run number 9 given up by Nejas. There was a brief pause because that ball deflected above the yellow line. It kicked right back onto the playing field. And the umpires did not hesitate. The bases umpire, Clyburn Rondon, rotated that index finger. Butler, the hero's welcome with big smiles back to the dugout. Lugnut scored the game's first run. The pitch to Max Muncy. Low and away, ball one. Lawrence Butler gets the game going. Muncy takes the breaking ball down the middle at a called strike. It was loud, and he turned on it. One ball, one strike pitch. Breaking ball fouled off into the screen on the right side. Count on Muncy, one ball, two strikes. Max Muncy comes in hitting .214 through 36 games. He has three homers, also a triple and 10 doubles. Out of Camarillo, California. Nejas' pitch, a breaking ball lined hard and foul up the right side. And keep it right here. One out, nobody on. One run in for a 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Nejas delivers. Foul tipped air to the mid of the catcher. Opitz hangs on. Strikeout number 2 for Nejas. Shane McGuire steps in next. Two outs, bases clear. Lugnuts leading 1-0 in the Butler round tripper. Left-handed batter takes low. Change up for ball one. McGuire yesterday, an RBI single and a walk. Here it comes. The breaking ball's around the outside corner. Very quickly, two balls and no strikes on the man with one of the best batting eyes in all of the Oakland Athletics organization and in all of the Midwest League. Nejas throws. That's up high. On the count now, three balls and no strikes. Nejas from the first base out of the rubber on the 3-0. He does plug the zone. McGuire taking the entire way. McGuire's OBP 405. The batting average is .247. On the 3-1. A chopper hit up the middle. It's the shortstop Made to his left two gloves and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. Lawrence Butler's solo home run gives the Lugnuts the game's first lead. Going to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts 1. South Bend is coming up against Jorge Juan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts Store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Lawrence Butler home run, and the Lugnuts lead 1-0, going to the bottom half of the first inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana, September the 4th. Butler's solo shot, his ninth home run of the year, has given the Lugnuts the game's first lead. Jorge Juan deals. Now the first offering fouled off to the right side. That is strike one for Jordan Wogu, taking on the 6'9 Jorge Juan with the electric lime green shoes. Wogu Murray Pinyongo against the Lugnuts right-hander from Paita, Dominican Republic. Fastball foot off the hands, air to the top of the screen right side. Nothing and two on the former Michigan Wolverine. Pitch is on its way. Fastball line foul to the right. Radar gun is not registering. I am curious to see what Jorge Juan is throwing when it comes to that shedder. This fastball can get into the upper 90s. 0-2. There's his first curveball, and it's hit off a check swing down to first baseman McGuire, gets to the bag in the nick of time. Wogu hustling up the line. There's one gone.
Third baseman, number 38, B.J. Murray.
Shane McGuire was playing it routinely, and then he looked at Wogu hustling up the first base side and realized, really going to need to stretch out that toe for the base. He got there. The pitch to B.J. Murray. That's called a strike at the knees in the inside corner. Starts him off with the off-speed. Fastball, curve, changeup for 6-9-1, wearing number 36. 0-1, fastball rides outside. Ball and a strike on Murray, who's homered twice in the series. Hitting 262 through 50 games overall. Opened up the year in Myrtle Beach. A curveball is lifted high out of the air in a shallow left center. Left fielder comes in, shortstop out. It's the shortstop Muncy with the catch. Out number two. Both outs off the curve. And soft contact. Johendrik Pinyongo steps in. Here's your Lugnuts defense. Johnny Butler's in left field with Denzel Clark in center and Lawrence Butler in right. Shane McGuire at first, Cooper Bowman's at second. Max Muncy the shortstop, Aribiel Angeles at third. Catcher Hanson Lopez. As Juan misses up, ball one to Johendrik Pinyongo. It's a South Bend offense with Luis Verdugo and Pete Crow Armstrong getting the day off. 1-0, on its way. Breaking ball around the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. And it's the Lugnuts leading 1-0. Lawrence Butler home run. South Bend won the first four games of the series. Lugnuts try to take the last two. 2-0, low it in. Three balls, no strikes on 20-year-old Pinyongo. Left-handed hitting South Bend left fielder. Hitting 256 through 112 games. Here's number 113. He's played in all but 13 for South Bend. Pinyongo takes up high. Ball four, a four-pitch walk. Round out, pop out, walk against Jorge Juan. Send up Owen Casey. Last time we saw Jorge was coming out of the pen at Wisconsin. First offering to Casey, golf foul. Down the left side, strike one. Left-handed hitting DH. This is game number 101 for the Canadian. Hitting 257, 20 doubles, 1 triple, 11 home runs. His welcome song is Red, Red Wine. He has bright red hair. The pitch, swing and a miss. Out of the count, there's now nothing and two. The radar gun continues to not work, but Jorge Juan is bringing it. Juan pitched twice in the series at Wisconsin, last time that we saw him. It was a week ago. It was last Sunday at Wisconsin. He relieved Mason Miller. Fires the 0-2. Line foul. Off the left side. Casey simply playing self-defense, protecting the zone. Otherwise, that fastball was going to sit him down. Pinyango, the runner at first base for the Cubbies, trailing 1-0 in the home first, two outs. Juan has not struck out anybody yet. 0-2. Curveball inside. Casey nearly hit. One ball, two strikes. Oh, and Casey stands right on top of home plate. And he's 6 feet, 4 inches tall. Big and burly with the bat held up high. Catcher Lopez the sign. Juan agrees. On the 6-9 right, he brings it. Fastball's inside. Popped right out of Lopez's mitt. They're trying to work Casey in. Two balls, two strikes. The runner at first base, Pinyango, 14 steals, only once caught. Let's see if he tries to go. A 2-2 pitch for Casey. Here it comes. A curveball called strike three on the inside corner. Jorge Juan freezes him. There's your first strikeout, and off we go to the second inning. The walk is stranded. Lugnuts leading 1-0 in South Bend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time now for the second inning from South Bend. It is the Lugnuts 1. The South Bend Cubs, nada. That's thanks to a Lawrence Butler home run. And this game is being televised on Marquee, on the Marquee Sports Network. So all of those legions of Chicago Cubs fans are getting to watch. South Bend is 8-0. 8-0 when being televised on Marquee this year. Johnny Butler steps in. Right-hander Joe Nehas' pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. Welcome back, Johnny Butler. Last time we saw Johnny in the Lugnuts order was August 23rd at Wisconsin. Butler, Anales McDonald here in the second. The pitch, high and away. Two balls, no strikes.
All right. They kept coming in on the end.
Butler out of Shanahan, Illinois. I met his mother earlier today. 2-0. A ground ball hit to second baseman. Santana picks it up, throws to first. Butler is out number one. Johnny Butler was activated off the COVID injured list. And so when he was sent into isolation, simply he went home from Wisconsin to Shanahan. And then once he tested negative enough times, then his mother drove him right to South Bend so he could participate in this game. Good to get him back before the season comes to an end. Hey, Rubio Anale steps in next. He's just back from the injured list. It had been a knee injury. Righty to righty. Taking low and away, ball one. Anale is the starting third baseman in the game. One of the top prospects in the Oakland Athletics organization. Pitch on its way, up high and inside. And now two balls and no strikes. Lugnuts leading 1-0 in South Bend on a Lawrence Butler first inning home run against Nejas. Here's the pitch. Anales takes outside corner, called the strike. It had been all the way back on August the 10th, the last time that Anales played in a game for the Nuts. The 2-1. Fly ball, foul off the right side. 2-2. Anales with the Lugnuts this season, hitting 273. Couple of home runs. Nejas throws. Swing and a miss. He got him. Looked like a high breaking ball. Nejas reports his third strikeout. Jared McDonald steps in now. Righty, righty. 1-0 Nuts. Top of the second inning. Two outs, nobody on. As Nejas throws. And breaks it low. Ball one. McDonald carries with him a 223 average. 14 doubles, 9 home runs. 2 doubles in this series. The pitch. Fouled up into the netting on the right side. A ball and a strike on Jared. Overall against South Bend, a single, 2 doubles, 4 walks. He's knocked in a run. He has scored 3 runs. Here's the pitch. He gets under it, out into center field and shallow. Second baseman Santana out. Wogu in. The shortstop, Mane, though, gets in between them to make the catch. On the side, retired. Nejas works still. 1-2-3, top of the second inning. 1-1 complete. Lugnuts leading the Cubs by a 1-0 score.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Night Mare opens. The 3 South Bend Cubs do for the bottom of the second inning, taking on the 6-9 right-handed Jorge Juan for the Lugnuts. Lugs lead 1-0. Lawrence Butler, a first inning home run. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Last of the second begins here. Righty to righty. Caleb Knight takes a fastball up and in, backs him away. There are a couple of fans who stood up immediately right behind home plate, gesturing out to the mound. Pitch got away from Jorge Juan. Dangerously so. Knight, 5'11 right-handed hitter out of Chickasha, Oklahoma. The pitch. There's a called strike. Fastball from Juan, 93, as the gun, which was off in the first inning, is now on. Juan in the first inning walked one, struck out one, deals off the outside corner at 94. 2 balls, 1 strike. Caleb Knight starting at first base here today, batting .228 in 36 games, one homer this year. The pitch, the curveball is outside, and the count now goes to 3-1. Knight yesterday replaced the starting catcher Pablo Aliendo. Aliendo was shaken up on a play at the plate. Today, Casey Opitz is starting at catcher. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball, left center field, well hit. But there goes Denzel Clark to his right to make the catch in the deepest left center. No true troubles for the Lugnuts. Fine defensive center fielder. The batter is Kevin Made. One out, nobody on in the last of the second inning. Final meeting of the year, Lugnuts and Cubs. Overall, the Lugnuts are 202 and 182 all-time against South Bend. 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. Made shows bunt, pulls back. Call this strike on the outside corner. Snapped in the breaking ball. Made had a two-run homer earlier in the series to help South Bend win a game. The pitch. Low and away. Back to the curve. One ball, one strike. That was Made's first home run of the year, and South Bend won that game 2 days ago, 2-1. The pitch. Fastball just missed, a little low, a little outside. 2-1, and the 19-year-old Cubs shortstop. But not 19 for very much longer. 6 days away from birthday number 20. Made swings, lines one at the second baseman, one hop to Bowman. He did a full pirouette, and then he throws to first for the out. He had plenty of time. And so, the spinneroonie.
Number 13, Casey Opitz.
Two outs, nobody on. Bring up Casey Opitz. Switch hitter bats left. Wound to the plate. Fouled up and away to the left side. Strike one. Opitz wears lucky number 13. Hitting .220 through 32 games. It looks at a ball low. 1-1. Jorge Juan looks for a perfect bottom of the second inning. His first inning was going to be perfect, then he issued a two-out walk. And he has fallen behind Opitz, 2-0, after unleashing a high fastball. Cubs trail 1-0. Juan steps back, leg kick in the pitch. Fastball again high. 95 on the gun, but 3-1 on Opitz. How about this pitch? Fouled away into the screen. Opitz took a rip at 95 miles an hour and down from Juan. In the first inning, Juan ended the frame, striking out Casey looking with a curveball. 3-2 pitch here. It's the fastball swung at and missed at 96. Blazes it past Opitz. There's strikeout number two, and it is a perfect second inning. Onward to the third. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lawrence Butler's solo home run in the first inning remains the game's only run. 1-0 Lugnuts starting up the third. Denzel Clark leads off. Righty-righty, Joe Nehas on the bump, kicks, throws. Clark shows bunts, pulls back to take down low, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, coming your way from South Bend, Indiana. Clark Lopez-Bowman, 8-9-1 in the Lugnuts order. And then Lawrence Butler, the 1-0. Long away, two balls, no strikes. Aside from the Lawrence Butler first-inning home run, nobody else has reached base so far against Nehas. He struck out three. Winds, throws, a ground ball sizzled to short, out of the waiting glove of Mate. Throw to first in time, one out. Now the catcher, Hanson Lopez. And you knew that yesterday was going well for the Nuts when Lopez lined a two-run single in the left field. That came in the midst of a three-run third inning. The Lugnuts were on their way. They were up 8-1 at that point. At the end, the final score was 10-8 Nuts. Right-hander pitches to right-hander. Low and away, ball one. And if you think, boy, things sure tightened up yesterday. Well, everything has been tight, it feels like, for the Lugnuts as of late. Pitcher's duels, slugfests, close games. 1-0. Strike called at the letters as Lopez lifted up his arms and bailed away from the inside corner. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Lansing, batting in the third. Nehas throws. Swing and a miss at a slider. One ball and two strikes in the 22-year-old native of Culiacán, Rosales, Mexico. Lopez makes his second consecutive start. His 12th game played with the Nuts. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. He got that slider again, and he swings and misses. Strike three. Strikeout number four for Nehas. It's been a roundabout trip for Joe Nehas. He began his college time as a freshman, pitched at UMBC, Maryland, Baltimore County. As a sophomore, went and pitched at Chesapeake College. And then as a junior, went to Georgia Southern before signing with the Cubs. Nehas deals, Cooper Bowman swings and bounces right side. Couple of hops to first baseman Knight. Underhands to Nehas, covering, side retired in perfect fashion. Still, the Lawrence Butler first inning home run remains the Lugnuts' only base runner. No matter, 1-0 Lugnuts through 2.5.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
off we move to the bottom of the third inning. Lugnuts 1, South Bend Cubs nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 8-9-1, Jonathan Sierra, Yerson Santana. Then back up to the top in the leadoff hitting, Jordan Wogu. Trying their luck against Lugnuts starter, Jorge Juan. He deals. Jonathan Sierra takes a called strike at 95 across the outside corner. We saw Sierra earlier in the series at first base, getting his second start of the series today in right field. A one. Shows bunt, but then has to pull it back as the pitch was yanked outside through the left-hand batter's box. That is definitively ball one. That scrimmed all the way to the backstop. Sierra is playing in his 52nd game of the year, hitting 259. The deal. Again he shows bunt, and again he has to swing the bat back because that curveball was outside. All right, let's see what happens on the 2-1. The first pitch looked great. There's just not too much in the middle for Jorge Juan. 2-1 pitch, fastball up and in, ties a bow tie. And Sierra limbos back. That command is hiccuping right now for Jorge. And the first two innings, only one base runner. A first inning, four-pitch walk. 3-1, fouled off straight to the backstop. 3-2. He's gone 3-2. And he's come back and he's gotten some cuts. He has struck out two. Two ground outs, one pop out, one fly out so far against the Lugnuts right-hander. Payoff pitch for Sierra. Low ball four. Fastball at 96, but not close enough to tempt him. A leadoff base runner for the Cubs on Juan's second walk of the game. 1-0. Lugnuts on top. Lawrence Butler with his ninth home run of the season back in the first. Here's Yason Santana. I beg your pardon. Here's Jordan Wogu, who takes up high, ball one. Beg your pardon, that was Yason Santana who just drew that walk. Jorge Juan lets it fly to Wogu, runner takes off, and the pitch is popped up, foul, back and out of play. Yason Santana to the walk. While we were in commercial, Jonathan Sierra flied out to center. There's one out. There's a runner on. An 0-1 pitch to Jordan Wogu. On its way, runner takes off. Curveball outside. Throw down to second base. Tag in time. Hanson Lopez nabs Yason Santana trying to steal second base. Santana caught for the 11th time this year. Santana ties Nassim Nunez of the Beloit Skycarp for the most caught stealings this season of any player in the Midwest League. Two outs, nobody on. Jorge Juan to Wogu. Curveball missed outside. It was Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, applying the tag. Three balls and one strike to Jordan Wogu. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Juan throws. Low, ball four. Exact same thing that had happened against Santana. Third walk given out by Juan. He takes on B.J. Murray. By the way, as the pitching coach, Don Schulze, comes out to the mound, I believe that now two runners have tried to steal a base against Jorge. Both of them have been caught. Third baseman A. Rubiel Anales was the first over to talk to Juan. Anales at 5'11", Juan at 6'9", and Juan standing up high on the crest. Now the rest of the infielders, Muncy, Bowman, McGuire, catcher Lopez come around. And in the Lugnuts pen, getting warmed up, it's the lefty Jack Owen. So Owen warms up in the bullpen. Schulze back off the mound, third base side. And now the pitch comes inside, ball one. Taking on B.J. Murray, the switch hitter, batting left. One throws. Down and in. On appeal of a check swing, he did not go. One nothing Lugnuts leading, last of the third inning. Woku at first, two outs. Here's the pitch. A broken bat, ground ball, hit toward the second baseman. Picked up by Bowman, throws to first for the out. Oh, man, that broken bat caught the home plate umpire, Whitfield. And Murray was not running because he was so concerned about the umpire. The inning is over in the third. Two walks, one runner left on, no run score. And we'll see how Whitfield is as Seth Clapp, the athletic trainer for the South Bend Cubs, tends to him. 1-0 Lugnuts go to the fourth inning from Fort Wins Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Derek Whitfield remains in the game after just getting hit by the broken bat by B.J. Murray. Home plate umpire's ready, so is everybody else. Lugnuts lead 1-0, starting up the fourth inning. Here's the man that gave him that lead, Lawrence Butler, first pitch. Curveball, strike called from the right-hander, Joe Nejas. Butler took Nejas out to right field, and he smoked it. Strike one offering. Foul tipped into the mid of catcher Opitz. Nothing in two. Good to see from Lawrence Butler, whom the Lugnuts have been easing back since his return from his dislocated elbow. It's an 0-2 pitch. Down low and away. Does not chase the changeup. For Joe Nejas, that home run by Butler is the only blemish on his line. Right-hander from Georgia Southern. Wines, throws, and that's bounced foul off to the right side. The Lugnuts, aside from Butler, have taken an 0 for 9. Four strikeouts and four groundouts. One pop out, too. 1-2. That's a changeup down low. I'm going 0 for 9, four strikeouts, four groundouts. What happened to the ninth guy? Oh, there he is. Jared McDonald popped out to shortstop. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield straight up, pitch on its way. Outside, from nothing and two to three balls, two strikes, and Lawrence Butler. Really good stuff here. Boy, when Butler is on, we saw it last year, and we saw it earlier this year. He can utterly take over games. He can utterly take over series. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. It was on the ground, picked up belatedly by Opitz, applies the tag to the small of the back. Butler on his way back to the dugout anyway. Strikeout number 5 for Nejas. And now the batter is Max Muncy, right-hander against right-hander. Max loves to ambush. Keep an eye out for this first pitch from Nejas. 1-0 nuts in the fourth. Here it is. Fouled off into the netting. Got himself a fastball. Could not turn it around and square it. Muncy struck out swinging his first time up. Nejas to the plate. Curveball up and inside. Did not really curve all that much. There was a question from the folks here in South Bend. How quickly would this game be played? South Bend in its home finale, and both teams ready to pack up and leave the Bend after play today. No, by the way, if you're wondering, why is South Bend the city called South Bend like I was? Because it's named after the southernmost bend of the St. Joseph River. Pitch on its way. Bouncing low and away. 2-1. St. Joseph River out of Lake Michigan. So it starts in Michigan, it ends in Michigan, but it makes a brief little detour, very brief, into South Bend, Indiana, and that's the South Bend of the St. Joe's. 2-1. Fly ball down the right side. It goes foul. Out onto a lovely rolling hill down the right side, just past the seating bowl. And there are families picnicking all along that hill. 2-2 on Muncy, 1-0, nobody on. Lansing batting, leading 1-0, top of the fourth. Nejas throws. Line foul into the screen on the right side. For the Lugnuts to get here to South Bend, it's about a 2.5-hour drive. So not all that bad to head back to Lansing, Michigan after this one concludes. Although, it being a night game for a getaway day, it'll be after midnight. The pitch to Muncy. A ground ball left side. Past the third baseman, Murray, reaching out with the glove to his left. In a left field for a base hit. Pinyango plays it into second. Muncy is on. 1-out single for the Lugnuts. And that brings up Shane McGuire.
First baseman, number 21, Shane McGuire.
Muncy is a threat to run. 11 steals, only once caught. McGuire's 0-1 with a ground out to shortstop. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball tied him up on the hands. 1-0 Lugnuts. Leading Nejas and the South Bend Cubs. And in the Lugnuts pen, Jack Owen continues to warm up, so Jorge Juan might be done. Muncy starts early, stops. Nejas steps off the rubber, spins. Muncy just walks back into first base. Muncy dancing. He's trying to get a good head start. He has not broken into a full sprint yet. He's trying to gain Nejas' measure. He's not running. McGuire takes a ball low and in. Or at the very least, try to get Nejas to care about him. You know, there's a runner over there at first base. Maybe if he can put that thought out of the South Bend right-hander's mind, it will help out his teammate McGuire. A 1-1 break even. There goes Muncy. And the pitch is chopped on the right side. 2 bounces to Santana. Flips over to first base. At number 2, Muncy now into second base in scoring position.
Number 3, Johnny Butler. Left field.
Johnny Butler, next man up. No action for South Bend in its pen. As the catcher opens, pays a visit out to the mound, and Nejas. Joe Nejas, Joseph Paul Nejas III. Nejas, N-A-H-A-S. When he was in high school, he had a 0.40 ERA in 53 innings as a senior. Fires to Butler, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. 1-0 nuts in the fourth, 2 outs. Missed outside, ball 1. Nejas, not the biggest guy, 6'1", 185 pounds, knees slightly bent. Lets it fly, high, ball 2. Fastball coming in at 94 miles an hour. He can steam it. and he's shown off good secondary stuff too. But the problem for Nahas this year had been that he's been homer prone. Saw that in the first inning with Lawrence Butler. Johnny Butler stirs the bat around. Takes the 2-0 low and inside. Ball three. Hey, Rubiel Angeles is waiting on deck. I think there's an important question to ask, which is how much can you expect for Johnny Butler and A. Rubiel Angeles just coming back off for Johnny the COVID list and A. Rubiel the injured list? 3-0. High for ball four. Well, how about a walk? You'll take that. Johnny Butler up to first base. Max Muncy on at second. Two men out. Two on. And here's A. Rubiel Angeles. Angeles struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch. Fastball is lifted out to right center field. It's carrying. Wogu heads out there. There's Sierra. It's Sierra from right field with the catch. And the Lugnuts go down in the top of the fourth without scoring a run. A single and a walk. And two left. It remains 1-0 Nuts going to the bottom of the fourth inning from South Bend.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hey, look, it's Jorge Juan back to the mound for the Nuts, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lansing 1, South Bend nothing. We'll see if today's game is a lot like the first four games of the series, which were all pitching-dominated, low-scoring affairs. Lugnuts lost 4-3, 4-2, 3-1, and 2-1, and then won yesterday 10-8. But they're winning right now 1-0. Jorge Juan throws. Leo Hendrick Pinyango takes a ball high. It is Pinyango followed by Casey and Knight. 3-4-5 batters in the South Bend order. Pinyango hitting left. The pitch. Low. Yo Hendrick, it's an amazing first name. Y-O, Yo Hendrick, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Yo Hendrick, exactly as you'd expect. And the last name is Pinyanga. This is a 2-0. And it's fouled off into the screen. As he got a high fastball from Jorge Juan and couldn't get on top of it. That is the first strike for Pinyango today. His first time up, a four-pitch walk. The man with the electric line kick steals. Swing and a miss. Boy, that's, again, a very high fastball. And Pinyango is apparently done with walking today. It's close. He's swinging. How about the 2-2? That's a curveball under the hands. Three balls and two strikes. Owen Casey waits on deck. We'll see how much of a leash the Lugnuts give Juan. Jack Owen is ready in the pen. The big righty deals. Fouled off to the left side. For Jorge through three innings. Two strikeouts, three walks, no hits, no runs. He's stranded two. There was a runner caught stealing against him. 1-0 Lugnuts lead. The payoff. That's skied out into shallow left field. Shortstop Muncy goes out. Muncy is under. Muncy squeezes with the left fielder Johnny Butler cramping his style from behind. Pinyango is at number one. Watching the Lugnut third baseside dugout, manager Phil Pohl is on the top step. He is talking with pitching coach Don Schulze. And Jorge Juan will pitch to Owen Casey. 0-1 with a strikeout looking, protecting a 1-0 Lugs lead. The pitch. Casey, it's a high fly, left field, shallow again. This time Johnny Butler is there to make the catch. No infielders coming into his zone. 3 2/3 hitless and scoreless now for Jorge Juan. Bring up Caleb Knight.
First baseman, number 18, Caleb Knight.
55 pitches, 27 strikes, 28 balls for Juan. But he's made it work. Lugnuts have the 1-0 lead. He throws. Knight takes a ball just outside at 93. Knight flat out to the center fielder. Clark is first time. Wind in the pitch. Again, outside. Two balls and no strikes, I should say. The deal. Skied by Knight right above home plate. Hanson Lopez backpedals. Lopez is in trouble, and it falls. It was a fair ball. Then it bounced foul. And that's where Jorge Juan barehanded it, and everything works out the Lugnuts' way. It fell fair in front of home plate, nowhere near Hanson Lopez, and then it backspun into the left-hand batter's box. That's where Jorge Juan grabbed it. That means it's a foul ball. And the count on Knight is 2-1. I'm very happy that Jorge Juan waited to grab it in foul ground, whether he meant to do so or not. He's 6'9". He just reached out the hand and grabbed it out of the air. Crowd does not quite understand the rule. 2-1. Juan throws. Up high, ball three. Here it is. Simple as this. That, let's say you hit a ball fair and then it goes foul after first base or third base, then it's a fair ball. You hit it fair and then it goes foul before you get to first or third, foul ball. 3-1. Swing and a miss. That was going to be a walk. That pitch is up around the brim of the batting helmet for Caleb Knight. And he tried to hit it out of the ballpark. And the count is 3-2. Here comes a one payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him. High cheddar. One strikes at his third. He pitches a perfect fourth inning. We go to the fifth. I'll have some trivia coming up for you. Lugnuts continue to lead 1-0 thanks to that Butler first inning homer.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, Jorge Juan completes 4 hitless innings. He strikes out 3. And as we go to the fifth inning, it's likely going to the bottom of the fifth that Jorge Juan will be done. But first, you know, the Lugnuts have to bat. And so the South Bend Cubs are the first team to go to the bullpen today. Joe Nejas is out of the game. And the new man in is the lefty Adam Lasky out of Duke University. Lasky pitched earlier in the series. The Lugnuts 2-1 loss a couple of days ago, and he walked in a run for the Lugnuts' only run of the game. We'll see how his command is here. For Lasky overall, the southpaw, 16 appearances, a 4.5 ERA. He misses down low, ball one, to Jared McDonald. Lugnuts lead 1-0 over South Bend. Lawrence Butler homered in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Low, 2-0 to open up this fifth inning. It's going to be McDonald, Clark, and Lopez. And I'll also do your Lugnuts trivia question of the game here. Lefty deals to righty. McDonald lines it to right field. Backs up Sierra, but he's there to make the catch, flagging it down before he reached the track. Good-looking swing and oppo contact by McDonald. But he's out number one. And Denzel Clark steps in. Well, I was doing some reading of an article written for the Hartball Times by Tim Haggerty, the great voice of the El Paso Chihuahuas, who has a fantastic baseball book coming out next year. Denzel Clark takes low, ball one. 1,001 incredible minor league baseball stories that you're going to want to pre-order. You're going to want to check it out. Love Tim, love his work. Well, Clark takes a high fastball. Tim Haggerty wrote an article all about Abner Powell, who is the man who brought the tarp to baseball, that is, to cover the field. Clark takes low and away. 3-0 from Lasky. And so that's going to directly relate into our Lugnuts trivia question of the game, how the tarp came into baseball. After all, it's been a rainy day. Clark takes outside, ball four. 4-pitch walk for Denzel here in the fifth inning. Thankfully, no mist falling right now, and we are playing baseball rain unaffected. All right, so reading from Tim Haggerty's work. Abner Powell was co-owner of the rain-affected New Orleans Pelicans in 1887 when he took a fateful walk to a dock. Powell noticed the longshoremen along the New Orleans waterfront covering the mountains of cotton bales with a canvas tarpaulin when it would rain. The pitch to Hanson Lopez. Clark takes off, pitches inside, throw down to second base, is laid an offline, and Denzel Clark has another steal. His 15th in 16 attempts in a scoring position immediately. Well, that canvas tarpaulin that all those longshoremen along the New Orleans waterfront were using, that was keeping the cotton bales from becoming soaked with water. And Abner Powell thought, I could use this. The pitch. Lopez takes ball two inside. And so he did. He asked one of the guys, he asked the man actually in charge of the dock, does that tarpaulin really give you sufficient protection from the rain? He was told yes. So, 2-0. Low ball three. He asked, can I get a canvas tarpaulin that's large enough to cover a baseball infield? And a few days later, they brought a tarp to Sportsman's Park, home of the New Orleans Pelicans. A 3-ball offering to Hanson Lopez. Lasky throws. Outside corner, called a strike. Well, you know what happens now. That same day that the tarp was delivered, an hour later, the wind blew up a shower off the Gulf of Mexico, and Abner Powell ordered the field covered. Lasky throws. Ground ball hit toward short, backhanded by Mate, holds Clark at second, throws to first. That's on target for at number two. Well, the New Orleans Pelicans employees covered it. The ground screw covered up the field with a tarp. It worked. It kept the playing field nice and dry. And so here's your trivia question. Which major league team went, played an exhibition game in New Orleans, saw the tarp, and brought the tarp to the major leagues? And I want you to keep in mind this was in 1887. See if that helps you. The New Orleans Pelicans minor league team introduced the tarp to baseball. Which major league team brought it to the majors? Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. Cooper Bowman takes outside corner, called strike one. Back to a breaking ball. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. I think you might have this one if you understand which baseball teams were around in 1883. A one, runner takes off, pitches low, throw down to third base, late, Clark is safe. Denzel Clark swipes second, Clark swipes third. 16 steals and 17 attempts for Denzel. That's why it's been so frustrating that he has not been able to reach base all that often in the series. He's at third, two outs, 1-0 nuts in the fifth. The pitch. Bowman swings and misses. Fastball at 91 from Lasky. One ball, two strikes. Can he bring in Clark and double the Lugnuts' 1-0 lead? Right-handed batter waits in the southpaw. Lasky throws. Breaking ball up high and wide, trying to snapdragon it. 2-2. Lawrence Butler, whose first inning home run has so far supplied the game's only run, waits on deck. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, golfed up high and foul, left side. Back into the seats. Well, first off the rooftop, and then back into the seats. That is a green metal roof that stretches around here at Four Winds Field, a ballpark that used to be called the Cove, Stanley Kovaleski Regional Stadium. 2-2 again. Here it is. Inside corner, called strike three. A fastball from Lasky, and he strands Clark at third base. We're halfway to the house from South Bend, Indiana. Still, the Lugnuts one, the Cubs nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
For Jorge Juan, four hitless, scoreless innings. Juan struck out three, he walked three, and now he's out of the game. And the new man on the mound for the Lugnuts is Jack Owen, the left-hander out of Auburn University, hailing from Aliso Viejo, California. Been a little while since we've seen Jack in a game. Owen inherits a 1-0 Lugnuts lead. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The bottom of the fifth inning, we'll see Mare, Opitz, and Sierra greeting Owen. It's 6-7-8 in the order for South Bend. Home plate umpire Derek Whitfield signals. Gets that pitch clock right where he wants it. And here's Kevin Mare, 0-1 with a ground out to second. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Slow curveball, called a strike across the outside corner. So you go from Jorge Juan throwing 96 to Jack Owen throwing 69 mile-an-hour curves. And a one. Line foul, right side. Out beyond the South Bend pen. Radar gun there said 51. I don't think so. But it's nothing in two. Owen was drafted by the Cardinals 3 years ago in the 21st round. Turned them down, returned to college. Deals. Bounced straight back. And then he was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Oakland A's. And that was last year after the 20-round draft. And Owen has been marvelous this year. The 19-year-old Mare. Pitch on its way. Fastball swatted foul. Right side. First baseman McGuire is out of real estate. Well back into the crowd. Owen began the year serving every conceivable role you could possibly imagine in the South Bend bullpen. He was mop-up man, he was long man, he was setup man, he was closer. This is his first appearance in a game since August the 21st. He fires. Mighty hits a fly ball to left field. Johnny Butler measures. He's under. He walks right. He hauls it in. One batter, one routine fly. The thing for Owen coming in and pitching here, this is the first time that he's working out of the Lugnuts bullpen after getting promoted from Stockton. 9 starts for Owen with the Lugnuts, a 3.33 ERA in 46 innings. Deals on a line drive right field by Casey Opitz. There's Lawrence Butler to make the catch, ranging back into his left. 2 down. So I could really say for Jack Owen, 46 and 2/3 innings. 40 strikeouts, 13 walks, 3 home runs allowed, and the league entering play hitting .234. Now it's a little lower than that. Jonathan Sierra steps in. You're going to see a lot more strikes from Owen than Juan. The pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball 1-2 Sierra. Lefty versus lefty. Flied out to center his first time. Jorge Juan, 61 pitches, 30 strikes, 31 balls. There's the breaking ball for a strike slicing right down the middle. 31 balls, 30 strikes for Juan, but 4 hitless innings. That's the key. Owen deals. Just missed with a fastball outside. 2 balls and a strike in the number 8 hitter, Sierra. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing. Sierra in open stance, tapping the bat in his shoulder. Owen throws. He just misses again. Basically the same pitch as the one before it. A fastball that he wants to hit the outside corner. And the home plate umpire, Whitfield, does not give him the call. It's a 3-1 for Jonathan Sierra, and it's on its way. And it's low and inside, ball 4. Well, it's the fourth base runner of the ball game for South Bend. It's the fourth walk issued to South Bend's order. Sierra leads away from first. Short lead, Yeas and Santana. Takes a backdoor breaking ball missing outside. Owen needs those corners to succeed, and right now he is being ruled by Whitfield to be just a little off each corner. Right-handed batter waits, 1-0. Ground ball foul, rolling to the backstop. Santana's a spark plug, 21 years of age, and acquired via trade. Santana acquired via trade, just like Pete Crow Armstrong, the great star of the South Bend Cubs team, but not playing today, and Owen Casey, who is their cleanup hitter today. Crow Armstrong from the Mets, Casey from the Padres. The pitch, a chopper hit beyond Owen to his left shortstop. Muncy gets there, steps on second base, and the side retired. The inning is over. Jack Owen works around the two-out walk. By the way, Yeas and Santana was acquired via trade from the San Diego Padres. He came over in the exact same deal that netted them Owen Casey. And now he's officially 0-for-1 in the game. We are bound for the sixth inning. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Greg Kiger, Assistant General Manager.
And Jamie Humphrey, Manager of Special Events.
Here with the Lansing Lugnuts.
And Jackson Field.
The View, like many of our menus, is a great place to hold a special company event, or even better, your Thanksgiving or Christmas time holiday get-together.
Depending on the type of event, we can accommodate 50 to 125 guests for private dinners, open houses, meetings, retreats, just to name a few.
Email me at gkiger@lansinglugnuts.com. That's G-K-I-G-A-R at lansinglugnuts.com for a copy of our special events menu.
Or call me at 517-827-2591 for additional information on your other event questions.
We'd love to help. Thank you, and
go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Two, three, and four in the order. Butler, Muncie, and McGuire for the Nuts. Starting up the sixth, Lawrence Butler takes strike one called on the breaking ball from lefty Adam Lasky of the South Bend Cubs. Butler is 1-for-2 with a homer. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Another breaking ball misses low. Cat is 1-1 on Butler. 1-for-2, a home run, and a strikeout. In the first inning with one out, Butler took Joe Nahas deep. And that, so far, is the game's only run. Lasky, the lefty, steps back, kicks, throws. Chopper hit past Lasky to shortstop Mate. Attacks it, fires to first in time. One down. Next up, Max Muncy. One run, two hits, no errors for the Nuts. No runs, no hits, and no errors for the Cubs. That against the Lugnuts starter, Jorge Juan, through four innings, Jack Owen, then the fifth. Max Muncy is 1-for-2. First pitch, outside, ball one. The Lugnuts two hits, Butler's first inning home run, and Muncy in the fourth inning, a single into left field. Southpaw deals. Swing and a miss, disappeared on him. Ball and a strike. I interviewed Max earlier during this series, talking to him about his off-season plans. The deal. Outside corner, strike called. Heading to Instructs to work with Juan Navarrete, big time on his fielding, and especially dedicating his time this off-season to reworking his swing. He wants to make sure that when he comes back next year, wherever he's assigned, that he hits for a much higher batting average. The pitch, swing and a miss, he strikes out. Lasky got him with the hook. Second strikeout for Adam Lasky. Second time that Muncy has struck out in the game. Shane McGuire next. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Lansing, batting the sixth inning. Here's the pitch to McGuire. Fastball low and away. 1-0 McGuire twice is grounded out. Takes a called strike here. A fastball in the outside corner. Lasky deals. Low and in. A check swing. South Bend does not appeal. At 2-1 on McGuire. It's getting cooler and cooler as the night goes on. This is a hitter's pitch. And it's on its way. Popped him up, left side. The third baseman, Murray, in a foul ground. B.J. Murray, with a backhand attempt, can't make the catch as he approached the stands. Feel like the wind might have taken that right away from him. The flags here at Four Winds Field are out to the left of the center field batter's eye. There are what seem to be flags, what are in fact fixed pennants that are on the left side and the right side representing the major league affiliates of all the teams in the Midwest League. Western Division on the left, Eastern Division on the right. They're not going to help you out in telling you the wind. 2-2. Line drive foul left side. But I think the wind might have just helped Shane McGuire stay alive. Otherwise, that's going to be a foul out. Two outs, bases clear. Lugnuts batting, top of the sixth, up 1-0. The pitch, fastball high. Count is full. Shortstop Mate is playing up the middle. The one, the toss. Ground ball pulled foul right side. Three balls, two strikes. It remains on McGuire. You'd figure if guys are drawing walks in this game, and so far guys are, four for South Bend and two for the Lugnuts. But Shane McGuire is going to be included in that mix at some point. And Adam Lasky is the sort of pitcher who walks batters. 3-2. Shot on the line toward short. One tough hop from Mott at short. Firing the first for the out. Well played by the teenager. Lugnuts go down in order. Lansing 1, South Bend nothing. To the bottom of the sixth from Four Winds Field. A windy Four Winds Field.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The giveaway at the gates. The giveaway was plush South Bend Cub Bears, little stuffed teddy bears. And they are currently throwing all the extras out into the crowd from atop the dugout and from the suite level, apparently. Meanwhile, the bottom of the sixth inning about to get going. Jack Owen throws, and that's down low and inside. Let's see what they're going to throw out now to the crowd. Is it going to be more bears? It's 1-0, the Lugnuts lead. Everyone is looking up above me as this pitch is fouled back and above everybody. Jordan Wogu's the hitter, and the count now 1-1 on the native Canadian. Wogu Murray Pinyango, 1-2-3 in the Cubs' order against southpaw Jack Owen. Lugnuts leading 1-0. The pitch outside barely from Owen. 2-1. Jack came out of the bullpen to open up the bottom of the fifth inning. Walked Jonathan Sierra, did not amount to anything. He throws. Line drive caught by third baseman Angeles. Wait, hang on. Cut by third baseman Valenzuela. Hey, Rubiel Angeles has been replaced defensively. One away. And looking into the outfield for the Lugnuts, Josh Wainwright is now playing in left field. Here's B.J. Murray. Switch hitter bats right, first pitch. That hits the outside corner. That's what Jack Owen's been looking for, and it's called a strike. And 0-1. Strike two called, outer edge. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The very last home regular season game here in South Bend, so they're doing everything they can to celebrate. Cubs, though, so far no hits. And 0-2. Low and in. 1-2. Murray has popped to short, and he's grounded out to second base. One out, bases clear, last of the sixth inning, a 1-0 Nuts lead. Owen throws, Murray chops it on the right side, Bowman attacks, snares it, and then over to first base with a three-quarter angle. McGuire has out number two. Bring up Yo Hendrick Pinyango. Here's the pitch. And that is called a strike from Owen. 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. Two outs, nobody on. The bottom of the sixth. Nuts 1, Cubs 0. Owen throws. at the letters for a called strike. Penyango doesn't like that call. His last time up, he was swinging at every pitch that was even above that height. And now he's going to have to protect. Owen has not struck out a batter yet. The Auburn Tiger throws. Penyango hits a fly ball to center. Denzel Clark backs up. He's there to make the catch, backpedaling, and the inning is over. South Bend's 1-2-3 hitters go down 1-2-3. So travel with us now to the seventh inning. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson will rejoin me in Lansing, Michigan. It is the Lugnuts 1. The South Bend Cubs nothing. We open up the top of the seventh. Right-hander Michael McAveen is in. And the first offering to Josh Wainwright is fly to right center field, carrying well. And that baseball is not caught. Out of the glove of center fielder Wogo, it squirts away. Wright hustles into second, beating the throw in from right fielder Sierra. And the Lugnuts have a leadoff double opening up the seventh. First pitch that Josh Wainwright sees. And Jordan Wogu got there in center field. He just could not corral it as he went sliding way back to his left in deepest right center. Michael McAveen allows the quick double. And now the right-handed reliever for the Cubs takes on Saheed Valenzuela. Here's the pitch. It's bunted. A drag bunt up the first base side, but it rolls foul. Took the right turn veer. No balls, one strike. Saheed Valenzuela has had himself quite the series here. In fact, yesterday he stole his first base of the season. And that first base stolen of the season was a steal of home in the Lugnuts 10-8 win. How about stealing home for your first steal? The pitch, he squares, pulls back the bunt. It's down low. 1-1. The pitcher McAveen, earlier in the series, notched a save. 3-1-4 ERA, 19 relief appearances, 28 2/3 innings, 35 strikeouts. Corner infielder's pinch. He squares early. Here's the pitch. It's bunted. Third base way. Grabbed by McAveen. He's told to throw it to first. He does so. Snatched out of the path of the runner by the first baseman. Or I should say, covering at first the second baseman, Santana, with first baseman Knight attacking in. Sacrifice goes 1-4 in the scorecard. And Josh Wainwright motors up to third base. On the batter now is Jared McDonald. Lugnuts looking for insurance, leading 1-0 the seventh. The pitch, slider down and away from McAveen. 1-0. McDonald is 0-2. Here it comes. Inside, 2-0. Fastball at 94 from McAveen. Infielders are in. Murray at third, Mate at short, Santana at second, Knight at first. McAveen gets the sign. Here it comes. Outside for ball three. Everybody clap your hands. By the way, the Lugnuts are warming up a reliever in the pen. We'll see if Owen stays in the game in the home half. 3-0. Swinging away and fouling it off to the right side is Jared McDonald. That's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. At 3-1. Right at third. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Turned his head away. Flips the bat away. McDonald takes ball four. Runners are at the corners now for the Nuts. Denzel Clark is coming up. Clark is 0 for 1 with a ground out to short, a walk, two steals. He stole second, he stole third, but he was stranded there in the fifth inning. Runners at first and third, leading 1-0, one out in the seventh. Clark takes, slider down the middle, and a strike called. McAveen, by the way, replacing Adam Lasky. Clark's walk was the only base runner that Lasky allowed. He struck out two. Straightens with the sign. And 0-1 for Denzel. Slider fouled off. Dragged on the hop. Right back into his third base side dugout. Right past the bat boy reaching out for it and missing. The old ole. McAveen out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Third rounder 3 years ago. Brings the 0-2. Fastball high. Doesn't tempt him. Ball one. The Lugnut reliever warming up currently in the bullpen is Shohei Tomioka. 1-2. Skied. Foul. Out of play to the right. Let's try it again. Ball and two strikes on Denzel Clark. No steals gave you an example of what he's capable of. Great speed, great power as well, great defensive ability. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Donald edges away from first, short lead, right at third. The pitch, swing and a miss, the slider gets him. Short, sharp slider on the outside corner. Two outs now in the seventh inning for Hanson Lopez. The Lugnuts lead just that one run. The first inning, one out, solo home run by Lawrence Butler, the game's only run. McAveen deals. Up high and away. 1-0. Lopez is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Here it comes. Runs it down and inside. 2-0 on Lopez. This inning began with a first pitch double by Josh Wainwright into then out of the glove of the center fielder Wogu. Sacrificed to third by Valenzuela. The pitch. Fly ball, center field, shallow. Late break, Wogu. Can he get there? Yes, he can. And he caught it above his head. He had some time to spare. The Lugnuts leave the runners at first and third base. We hit the stretch. The lead for the Lugs remains 1-0 in South Bend.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
God bless America, we sung in the middle of this seventh inning. And now they're about to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mark McGill is the on-field MC and shock jock here.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game.
Jack Owen remains on the mound for the Nuts as we get ready to begin the bottom half of the seventh inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing. No hits as of yet for South Bend. Final road game of the regular season for the Lugnuts. Final home game of the regular season for the Cubs. 6 more games to go in the Lugnuts year after this one. Tuesday, tacos and tall boys, Lansing Locos, a Copa night. Owen Casey, first pitch. He swings and flies the first offering to left center. Josh Wainwright is over to his right, makes the catch. A fly out to left fielder. And Casey is at number one. Copa, Lansing Locos, tacos and tall boys, as just that quickly, Phil Pohl is out there to take the baseball away from Jack Owen. He's done after 2 1/3 hitless innings. And the Lugnuts are going to turn to Shohei Tomioka here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And I'll talk more about this upcoming homestand for the Nuts. 7.05 p.m. Tuesday, Lugnuts and Dayton Dragons, although it will be the Locos. At $4 tacos, $4 cervezas will be on the menu on Tuesday. Go to LansingLugnuts.com for more info. And then Wednesday is the final dog days of summer for the year. 7.05 p.m. the start time. Gates open up at 6. Bring your dog out to the ballpark. Thursday is a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. $2 domestic drafts, $5 craft drafts. Friday is a LAFQ Frontline Friday with LAFQ postgame fireworks. Saturday, fan appreciation night with a Lugnut jersey charity auction. All proceeds to benefit the Capital Area United Way. And then finally Sunday at Capital City Market Kids Day and the final game of the Lugnuts 2022 season. The 26th season of the Lugnuts in existence here in the Midwest League. Year number 26. So once again, go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September the 6th through September the 11th. As the Lugnuts close out 2022 at home against Dayton. Adam Jackson will rejoin me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those broadcasts, and we'll see what memorable events happen in the final week of 2022 for the Lugnuts. Meanwhile, the postseason. We know that on the Western Division side, it's going to be South Bend against Cedar Rapids. On the Eastern Division side, we do not know who's going to take on the Great Lakes Loons. Shohei Tomioka has finished his warm-up tosses. Tomioka will take on Caleb Knight. Kevin Mate is on deck. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. South Bend hitless so far and trailing 1-0. Righty, righty. Tomioka to Caleb Knight. Outside barely. One ball and no strikes. West Michigan came into play today, down three games in the Midwest League East. And the Whitecaps are leading 9-4 at Fort Wayne. And they're doing their job to try to catch up with Lake County. 1-0. Up and inside, ball two. Meanwhile, the Lake County captains split a doubleheader at Great Lakes, winning 4-0, losing 3-2. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner at 92 miles per hour. Knight the batter is fly to center and he struck out swinging. Tomioka straightens with his sign. Out of the stretch. The kick. The pitch. Down low and away. Ball three. South Bend has drawn four walks today. Three given out by the starter Jorge Juan. One by the reliever Jack Owen. Tomioka's down to the count. Shohei Tomioka just came back off the COVID list. 15 days of rest as he fits in a called strike across the outside corner. Last game that Tomioka pitched in. Got to go all the way back to August the 19th against the Great Lakes Loons. Payoff. Just outside. Missed with a cutter. Five walks now drawn by South Bend. One out base runner. The situation, therefore, with West Michigan and Great Lakes. Let's see, I believe. I see. Yeah, West Michigan with a win today would pull within two games. Tomioka to Kevin Mate. Outside ball one. Down by two games with six games to go in the year. Fascinating. And I think that now the West Michigan Whitecaps, starting on Tuesday, have to play Great Lakes. One ball offering to Mate. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Fastball missing from Tomioka. Not missing by much, just missing. Mate is grounded to second and flied out to left. 1-0, Lugnuts lead. Knight at first, one out. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Gave him the cutter. Two balls and one strike. Tomioka readies. Fires. Curveball low and away. Ball three. That's the first curve I remember seeing from Shohei. Flipping that ball around in his right hand. A 26-year-old signed from the open tryout back home in Japan. In his second year with the Lugnuts, his second year in minor league baseball. Knight at first. A 3-1 pitch. Knight doesn't run. And it's low and outside for ball four. Two batters faced, two walks given out by Shohei Tomioka. The pitching coach, Don Schulze, goes out to the mound along with the interpreter, Ricky Shimizu, to have a word with Shohei Tomioka. who's come into this game, and he's been nibbling, just missing off the outside corner, trying to be too fine with his pitches. And right now is the time to attack. Lugnuts leading 1-0. For Shohei Tomioka, making his 19th appearance, his 17th relief appearance of the year. And by the way, if you wondered, if you heard a pause there with the broadcast, a member of the South Bend staff came into the broadcast booth to offer me a root beer float. People are very kind. I turned them down. I do not like carbonated beverages. I would take just the ice cream. Here's the pitch. Tomioka misses ball one, low and in to Casey Opitz. So hopefully that root beer float has found someone who's going to enjoy it. Two on and one out. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first for the Cubs. Last of the seventh. Tomioka deals. Bow the way to the left side by Opitz. Over the rooftop, out to the parking lot. Boy, this one can go so many different ways right now as the Lugnuts bullpen gets active. Double play ball would end the inning. South Bend still yet to collect a hit. Cubs trail 1-0. They are looking for the tie and perhaps the lead. Tomioka's pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Lopez. Strike two. 93 miles an hour. Just powered past Casey Opitz. Tomioka's ready. Steps off the rubber. Looking to second. Shortstop Muncy had crept in back behind Caleb Knight. But Shohei Tomioka showed no sign of actually wanting to throw the pickoff. He just gestured in slow motion. No interest in it. Now he's ready. And 1-2 for Opitz. Fouled away. Soaring off the left side. Jorge Juan went the first four innings. His command was not great. He walked three. But hitless, scoreless ball. Jack Owen, 2 1/3. Hitless, scoreless. Walked one. Departed after recording the first out of the seventh. Tomioka relieved him. Walked Knight. He's at second. Walked Made. He's at first. 1-2 pitch for Opitz. Lifted foul. Left side. Out of play. Onto the rooftop. Hitting the D of field in Four Winds Field. And then cruising right down. Hopping back into the crowd. Once more, a 1-2. Curveball, strike three called. He dropped in the hook, and Opitz is gone. First out recorded by Tomioka. First strikeout for Tomioka. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. I've talked to Shohei in the past about how important that curveball is for his overall success. The pitcher warming up in the Lugnuts pen right now, by the way, Osvaldo Barrios. Tomioka to Jonathan Sierra, batting left. Low, ball one. Sierra has walked once. He has flied out to center, 0 for 1. Ball one offering from Tomioka. At the knees for a called strike. Came in at 94 miles per hour. Tomioka was signed, as the story goes, after he hit 95. 2-1, 2 out. Deals. Low. Change up. Ball two. Lugnuts 1-0. All the way back with one out in the top of the first inning. Lawrence Butler homered. The Cubs have runners at first and second. 2 out in the home seventh. Here's the pitch. Low and in. Nearly struck Sierra with that fastball. 3 balls and a strike. The number 9 hitter, Yeison Santana, is waiting on deck. And I think that if Tomioka walked Sierra, that Osvaldo Barrios would face Santana. Can he get the final out of this frame? He deals. Chopper hit on the right side. Second baseman Bowman grabs, stance, and he fires to first for the out. The inning is over. Cooper Bowman got up to collect that hopper, and then he pegged to Shane McGuire at first base. In the bottom of the seventh inning, two walks, two stranded, and we go to the eighth inning. It remains the Lugnuts 1, the Cubs nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oh boy, go to the eighth inning from South Bend. Lugnuts 1, Cubs nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Top of the order time for the Nuts and Bowman, Butler, and Muncy, 1, 2, and 3. Cooper Bowman, first man up, first pitch on its way. Outside, ball 1. As dealt in by the right-hander Sheldon Reed, who takes over for Michael McAveen. McAveen went 1 scoreless inning, allowed a double and a walk, struck out 1. Roddy, Reed to Bowman. 1-0 Nuts. Bunt shown, pulled quickly back. The fastball was outside. Reed becomes the fourth Cub to work in this game. The Lugnuts are looking for some cushion, some comfort. The pitch, outside. Well, 3 balls, no strikes now on Cooper Bowman, who has struck out twice and he's grounded out to first base. On the 3-0. Up high, ball 4. It is a vocal South Bend crowd, as is always the case. That last pitch was very, very high. And they shouted out at Derek Whitfield for that strike call. Cooper Bowman is on at first with a 4-pitch walk. He's a threat to steal second. Here's Lawrence Butler, 1-for-3 with a solo homer. Lugnuts lead 1-0 in the 8th. Pickoff though to first, not in time. Do the math in terms of the home run and the score. Home run came in the first inning. Roddy Reed comes set at the belt. The pitch. Butler sends it high and foul. Well off the left side. No balls, 1 strike. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Told you the story of Abner Powell as written by Tim Haggerty for the Hardball Times. That Powell discovered the whole idea of a tarp to cover the field when it's raining. From longshoremen. Bowman runs. The pitch inside. Throw down to second base is high and late. And Cooper Bowman has the steal. Lugnuts' third steal of the game. For Bowman now 11-for-11 in stealing bags with the Nuts. Now for the Lugnuts, what do you say to 86 steals in 101 attempts in the last 55 games? A 1-1 pitch for Lawrence Butler. Reed offers. A curveball. Oh, he went around too far, trying to hold back. And that's strike two. Well, the question was, which Major League team saw that tarp utilized in New Orleans, Louisiana, and brought it up to the Major Leagues, according to legend? Marsha Bullard emailed in with the correct answer. Sheldon Reed looks back, deals, curveball waved at and missed. He strikes at Butler. That's the first out of the top of the eighth. Lugnuts one, Cubs nothing. Bowman at second, one away from Max Muncy. It was, according to the anecdote, the Cincinnati Reds played an exhibition in New Orleans and brought the tarp up north with them to Cincinnati. Muncy swings and misses a fastball, strike one. Max is 1-for-3 with a single and two strikeouts. Sheldon Reed looks back at Bowman. A second glance. Now the pitch. Fastball line foul to the right. Whistled. Both bullpens are quiet at the moment. Top of the eighth inning from South Bend, Indiana. Lugnuts up by just that one run. Bowman runs. Muncy fouls it straight back. Bowman's got to go back to second base. It was a great slide. Hit first into third. But Muncy spoiled that fastball at 93 miles an hour. Count on Max. No balls. Two strikes. Let's see if Bowman tears once again for third base. Reed's pitch. Breaking ball up high and inside. Bowman a spectator like everybody else. One ball, two strikes the count on Max Muncy. Here's the pitch. Line into left field, base hit. It's going all the way to the corner. Bowman jogs home. Muncy races around for second base. Pulls in there without his batting helmet. An RBI double from Max Muncy. Lugnuts double their lead to 2-0. Second hit of the game for Max. 11th double, 16th RBI as a member of the Nuts.
First baseman, number 21, Shane McGuire.
Next up, Shane McGuire. Left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever. Reed delivers. Low and in. Tried the curve. Ball one. McGuire three times today is grounded out. Twice to shortstop, once to second. One out. Muncy at second. 2-0 Lugnuts in the eighth. The pitch. Inside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Reed says yes to his sign from catcher opens. The pitch. Low for ball three. Josh Wainwright is waiting on deck. By the way, for Max Muncy, that was his first extra base hit of the road trip. 3-0 on its way. Outside ball four. McGuire draws his first walk of the game. And now the Nuts have runners at first and second. With that, the pitching coach, Tony Cagoule, is out there to visit Reed. Max Muncy closed the Lugnuts' last homestand with doubles in three consecutive games, 4 out of 5, and 6 out of 8. Muncy's doubles, August 11th at Dayton, August 12th at Dayton, August 14th at Dayton, and then back home, August 17th against the Loons, August 18th against the Loons, August 19th at home against the Loons. The Max Muncy had been on a doubles tear, but here on the road, nothing doing. Every single one of his base hits had been a single. Muncy coming into play today, 8-for-44 against Wisconsin and South Bend on the road. And today, a strikeout, a single, a strikeout, and then this RBI double a moment ago in this eighth inning. McGuire following with the base on balls. And the Lugnuts can look for more. This all began, remember, with Cooper Bowman drawing the four-pitch walk from the new pitcher Sheldon Reed, and then stealing second. Reed struck out Lawrence Butler, but then Muncy the double. And now McGuire the base on balls. That sets up Josh Wainwright. Two on, one out, 2-0 Lugnuts. First pitch, down low and away on the breaking ball, smothered well by Opitz. One ball, no strikes. Muncy, the runner at second, loves stealing third base. Told me himself earlier this week he'll go if he gets the chance. Reed has his sign. Looks back at Max. The pitch. Line fouled on the right side. Bowling a strike on Josh Wainwright. Johnny Butler started the game playing in left field, but as the Lugnuts have done throughout this year, whenever players just back off the injured list for Johnny, the COVID injured list, he played half the game, and then Wright substituted in. Reed spins about on the mound, looks Muncy back towards second. Not all the way back. Max hopped once. It was still a one full step away from second base. And Reed lost interest. So Max stretches out that lead again. McGuire at first. Reed sets. Throws. Curveball. Strike two called on the inside corner. Josh Wainwright came in off the bench to open up the top of the seventh inning after coming in defensively in the bottom of the sixth. The first pitch he saw in his first at-bat in the seventh inning, he lined a double to right center field, but he was left at third base. That inning came to a close. Reed's 1-2. Low and away. Wright stays away. Ball two. That's another good block by Opitz, saving Reed the wild pitch. Reed only does have two wild pitches this year. Two runs, four hits for the Lugnuts. No runs, no hits for the Cubs. We're in the eighth inning. Neither team has an error. Both runners move, and the pitch is popped foul, back and out of play to the right. McGuire stopped at first. Muncy continued for third base. And now he has to head back to second. Two balls, two strikes on right. The 21-year-old out of Panama. He'll turn 22 November the 9th. Reed's pitch. Curveball is grounded to third base. Glove by Murray. Throws to second, one. Over to first in time. Double play. Easily turned around the horn. 5-4-3. Murray to Santana tonight. And that does it for the Lugnuts top of the eighth inning. But Max Muncy, the RBI double. And the Lugnuts lead is now 2-0. Going to the bottom of the eighth from Four Winds Field.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Max Muncy's RBI double increases the Lugnuts lead to 2-0. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning from South Bend, Indiana. The 9-1-2 batters due up for the Cubbies. That's Santana, Wogu, and Murray. Lugnut stick with the right-hander Shohei Tomioka. Began looking erratic. He was called in by manager Phil Pohl in the bottom of the seventh. One out, nobody on. He walked the first two batters that he faced. But then he struck out Casey Opitz. He got Jonathan Sierra on a ground out to end the inning. Roddy. Yason Santana takes outside through catcher Lopez to the backstop. Ball one. South Bend yet to record a hit against Jorge Juan, Jack Owen, or Tomi Yoko, the three pitchers used. 1-0. Across the outside corner, strike called on the bender. 1-1. Santana a walk, and then caught stealing second base in the third inning by Lopez. Fielder's choice to end the fifth inning. The right-handed hitting second baseman waits. Tomioka's pitch. It's bunted at and missed. That's a strike, and the count is 1-2. A slash to that pitch from Tomioka. The big 12-6 curveball. Wind continues to gust in from center. Anything in the air could be trouble. Tomioka's pitch. Curveball down low, skipping on one hop to Lopez. Two balls, two strikes. It was peculiar earlier, what might have been South Bend's first hit of the game. It was a pop-up right over home plate that fell in fair ground, but then bounced foul. Tomioka's pitch. Low and away. The catcher Lopez made a mess out of things. It was right above him, so he went out to try to go get it. And then Hanson Lopez lost it, and the ball fell right in front of home plate. But then the backspin took it right beyond the plate into the left-hand batter's box when the pitcher Jorge Juan grabbed it. This is a 3-2, and it's low and away for ball four. Santana draws a leadoff walk. As Valdo Berrios continues to ready himself down in the Lugnuts pen. For South Bend, my goodness, 7 walks drawn in the game. And Phil Pohl is not wasting his time. He walks out to the mound with a purpose. The hook here for Shohei Tomioka. Osvaldo Berrios is going to come in. Yes, and Santana on at first base. It's a little more comfortable, right? Incrementally so than it was when the Lugnuts lead was 1-0, as it had been since the top of the first inning and Lawrence Butler's home run. The lead now 2-0. And that means that Jordan Wogu is about to come up as the potential game-tying run, followed by such sluggers as Murray and Pinyango and Casey for this playoff-bound South Bend squad. 7 walks drawn, nary a base hit. Osvaldo Berrios, the right-hander out of Juncos, Puerto Rico. Last appeared for the Lugnuts in a game on August the 31st on Wednesday, earlier this series. And Berrios in that game went 2 innings, and he allowed 1 hit. And that 1 hit was hit very hard indeed. Berrios allowed a first pitch home run to B.J. Murray. And that was a game that South Bend won by the final score of 4-2. Berrios overall for the year, 5-8 his record and a 6.15 ERA. 11 starts, 14 relief appearances. Now you can make it 15. In 89 in the third innings, 101 hits allowed, 33 walks, 73 strikeouts, 14 home runs. League batting 276 against him. ...6'1", 220 pounds. A 22-year-old drafted in the 20th round. 5 years ago out of the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy. We're ready. He deals to Wogu. Jordan Wogu takes ball one low and outside. Yason Santana at first base. Last of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 2, Cubs nothing. Nobody out. Righty deals to righty. Jordan Wogu chops towards short. Grabbed by Muncy in the back end. Throws to second, they get one. Over to first, and right off the glove of the first baseman, McGuire. It's backed up by catcher Lopez. Stays in the field of play. It was going to be tight. Anyway, Wogu safe at first base. Santana forced out 6-4 for out number one. And now bring up B.J. Murray, who homered off the first pitch that he saw against Berrios on Wednesday. One on, one out. 2-0 Lugnuts, last of the eighth. Shortstop Muncy is playing up the middle. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch, inside, ball one. Barrios reinvented himself this season after moving from the starting rotation to the bullpen. Wogu a threat to run. 1-0, there he goes. And the pitch is hammered to right, down the line, into the corner. It is foul. Foul ball, rules the home plate umpire Whitfield. And it's simply a very loud strike one. Murray has homered twice this series, not just the one against Barrios, to give him 5 home runs with South Bend. He was looking for 6. He hooked it to the right of the pole. Wogu was running on that pitch. Base runners this year have been successful 6 out of 8 times against Barrios. Does Wogu run here? Yes, he does. And the pitch is down and in. Lopez's throw sails into center field. Wogu stays at second. Denzel Clark backed it up well. A steal of second for Wogu in a scoring position. The count, 2-1 on Murray. Looking over the numbers for Barrios, by the way, 7.52 his ERA as a starter, 2.93 average against him. 2.39 the average against as a reliever, the ERA 3.5. A 2-1 pitch to Murray. Oh, he got fooled and swings and misses on the slider, down and in. 2-2. One out, runner at second base, last of the eighth. Wogu starts too early. Barrios throws it right past the third baseman, Valenzuela. Wogu's around third. He's coming in to score. Easily. South Bend is on the board. Osvaldo Barrios, if he had just calmed his heartbeat, taken his time, taken a deep breath, he had Jordan Wogu as the second out dead to rights. Wogu was hung up. He started rushing for third. He stopped. He was retreating to second base, and Osvaldo Barrios just plugged it wildly, way beyond the third baseman Valenzuela, off into the Lugnuts pen. Now the pitching coach Don Schulze is heading out there to try to settle down Barrios. Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1. That RBI double by Muncy really matters in the top half of this inning. Slow walk, Don Schulze. South Bend still without any hits in the game. One out, nobody on. Murray the batter. Yohendrick Piñango waits on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning. And the series finale and the final road game for the Lugnuts in 2022. E.J. Murray, a pop out to short, and a couple of ground outs to the second baseman, Bowman. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, hung on to by Lopez. He's a strikeout victim. 2 outs now in the home eighth. Yohendrick Piñango is the batter. First pitch, hammered down the right field line, foul. Just like Murray ahead of him, taking that shot for the right field pole, strike one. Piñango has walked, popped to short and flied to center. Batting left, right-hander deals. Up and in, ball and a strike. What a ball game. Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2 outs, nobody on. Barrios to the plate. Fastball very high. And Barrios appeared to be telling himself to settle down there. the beard thick on his chin. Black socks with the white stripes pulled up just below his knees. A left leg kick on the pitch. Ground ball hit to second. There's Cooper Bowman. Throws to first. Side retired. Inning over. Cooper guided that ball all the way into Shane McGuire. 8 hitless innings for the Lugnuts pitchers. 1-0 Tomioka. And now Barrios. South Bend is on the board on a walk, a fielder's choice, a steal, and an error. As we go to the 9th, Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We enter the 9th. It's the Lugnuts 2, the Cubs 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. New man on the mound for South Bend. It is the right-hander, Jake Reindl, out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. The man with the flowing blonde locks. For the Lugnuts, Valenzuela, McDonald, Clark to oppose. Saeed Valenzuela punches the first pitch, foul left side, strike one. Switch hitter batting left against the right-handed reliever, Reindl. 25 years of age, 6'1", 190 pounds, Reindl throws. Oh, the breaking ball drops in, a called strike two. Sheldon Reed went one inning out of the South Bend pen. He walked two, he allowed one hit. That was an RBI double by Max Muncy for the Lugnuts' second run. 0-2. Ground ball yanked foul right side. No balls and two strikes on Saeed Valenzuela. 2-1, Lugnuts leading. Here's the pitch from Reindl. A bouncing ball hit toward third. Snagged by Murray. Throws across in time with a stretch at the bag by Knight. One down. Up to the plate steps Jared McDonald next. We got a couple of different stories going on in this game. Righty, righty. Reindl to the plate. Swing and a miss, strike one on a slider. For one thing, South Bend has 7 walks and 0 hits. For another, for the Lugnuts, Lawrence Butler, a home run in the first. Max Muncy, the RBI double in the 8th. Slider, strike called in the inside corner. So all of those walks for the Cubs offense, but 0 hits. They just scored their first run on an Osvaldo Barrios throwing error in the home 8th inning. Reindl's 0-2. Slider swung at and missed. McDonald is gone. There's nobody warming in the Lugnuts bullpen either. So Osvaldo Barrios will get the ball for the bottom of the 9th, it would appear. I'll keep an eye toward that pen. South Bend will have 4, 5, and 6, Casey, Knight, and Made. Here's the powerful Denzel Clark, 2 outs, nobody on. He takes a fastball up and away. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Right-hander against right-hander. Pitch on its way.
Yeah.
Outside corner, strike call. Clark is 0 for 2 with a walk and two steals. Lansing 2, South Bend 1 in the ninth. Rindle's pitch. Slider swerves low, away, and to the backstop. Now it's 2 and 1. This is where Denzel could really put a charge into one. Hanson Lopez on deck. Rindle sets, throws. Slider stays outside. And South Bend is well aware. If you walk Denzel Clark, he could do exactly what he did in the fifth inning, where he turns that walk into an extra base hit. On the 3-1, swings and misses. A fastball for strike two. Now a payoff from Rindle. Inside ball four, Clark is on. Second walk of the night. Here comes Hanson Lopez. Game number 126 of the 2022 season. Clark leads away from first base. When will he run? Immediately. Now the first pitch is lofted off a broken bat and a right center base hit. In to collect center fielder Wogu, gives a look. Clark's going to try to score. Up throw to the plate, one hops in, the tag. He's out at the plate. Denzel tried to come all the way in. A brief hesitation as he rounded third. He tried to show with the left arm, roll back to the right side, and reach for the plate with the right arm. He's out at the dish, and we are going to the bottom of the ninth inning from South Bend. The lead for the Cubs, or I should say, the lead for the Lugnuts, remains the Lugnuts 2, the Cubs 1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-1, South Bend trails. Osvaldo Barrios' first pitch. Outside ball, one to Owen Casey. The Cubs have one run. They have zero base hits. Casey, Knight, Made. 4, 5, and 6 in their order. Right-hander sets. Throws. Casey swings and fouls it away to the left side. The left-handed hitting power hitter for South Bend. One of the top prospects in the Cubs organization. 0 for 3 with a strikeout and 2 flyouts, both to left field. A 1-1 from Barrios. Slider, called a strike on the outside corner. And Casey walks away talking to himself. Now he's back in. Set at the belt. A left leg kick from Barrios, and here it comes. He swings and foul, tips it into Lopez's mitt. Strike 3. 1 away in the bottom of the ninth. Caleb Knight now, the right-handed batter. High school valedictorian, former Virginia Cavalier. First pitch, slider, called a strike on the outside corner. Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1. Lawrence Butler's homer in the first, Max Muncy's RBI double in the eighth. The Nuts runs. Barrios deals. Slider swung at and missed, and now it's nothing and two. Knight is 0 for 2 with a walk. Cubs have drawn 7 walks. An 0-2 pitch. Slider low. He lays off.
Everybody clap your hands.
The 1-2 from Barrios. Slider just outside, and credit Caleb Knight. He thought about going around, and in the end, he hung back. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts and Osvaldo Barrios two outs away. 2-1 the score. The pitch up high and wide, a fastball. And the count is 4. Angelo Infante started to toss down in the Lugnuts pen. From 0-2 to 3-2. A payoff. Sliders punched on the ground to second. Fielded by Bowman. Sidewinds to first. Two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Kevin Bade, the 19-year-old South Bend shortstop. Righty, righty. 2-1 Nuts. Barrios' pitch. Slider outside corner. Strike call. Nobody on. Last of the ninth inning. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. 1 run, no hits, no errors for the Cubs. The pitch on its way. Low and away. A ball and a strike. Jorge Juan went the first 4 innings, then Jack Owen 2 1/3, Tomioka 2/3. Since then, Barrios. He fires. A slider missed outside. Two balls and one strike on Made. Outfield straight up. Here's the pitch. A slider called a strike at the letters. And the outfield, Josh one right and left, and center Denzel Clark, and in right field, Lawrence Butler. Zaid Valenzuela at third, Max Muncy at short, second base Cooper Bowman, first Shane McGuire. The 2-2, swing and a miss, a slider gets him, and Osvaldo Barrios completes the third no-hitter in Lugnuts franchise history. Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1. The final game of the road schedule in 2022. South Bend drew 7 walks, but they could not collect a base hit. Not against Juan, not against Owen, nor Tomioka, nor in the end, Osvaldo Barrios. And they come around the right-hander out of Puerto Rico, hugs all around, the Gatorade bath as well. Reason for the Lugnuts to celebrate before coming back home to Lansing, Michigan to close out 2022. There is still time left in this year for memories, and this is historic for this franchise. When you look at no-hitters in Lugnuts team history, April 21st, 2003, a 9-inning combined no-hitter between Justin Jones, Weston O'Brien, and Mark Carter in a 15-0 win over Dayton that saw Donnie Hood hit for the cycle. And then besides that one, on July 14th, 2016, a 6-inning lost no-hitter. Jordan Romano and Josh DeGraff combined, and the Lugnuts lost 1-0. And here today, Jorge Juan, Jack Owen, Shohei Tomioka, and Osvaldo Barrios, working with catcher Hanson Lopez, complete a no-hitter in a 2-1 victory at South Bend. Pitching coach Don Schulte, fist bumps, high fives all around. The Lugnuts postgame is forthcoming shortly. Osvaldo Berríos, meanwhile, is congratulated by a member of the Cubs. It was Berríos who finished things. Lugnuts no hit South Bend 2-1. Lugnuts postgame on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Javier Godard, the Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach, is snapping photographs right now down on the field as they have assembled the pitchers. Jack Owen, Jorge Juan, Hanson Lopez, Osvaldo Berríos. The pitching coach, Don Schulte, is there too. What a marvelous moment for all of those involved, the defense as well. It was a team effort today as the Lugnuts no-hit the South Bend Cubs to close out the series. The final score, the Lugnuts 2, the Cubs 1. Lawrence Butler homered in the first inning. Don Schulte is right in the middle of the photo. It's beautiful. Max Muncy, an RBI double in the top of the eighth inning, and those were your Lugnuts runs in the game. Only run, meanwhile, for South Bend, a throwing error by Osvaldo Berríos. In the bottom of the eighth inning, that's it. There were seven walks drawn by the South Bend Cubs. Three walks given out by Jorge Juan in the opening four hitless innings. Jack Owen relieved him. Owen then held South Bend hitless for the fifth inning, walking a fourth Cub, threw a perfect sixth inning, and then one out and one pitch really into the bottom of the seventh inning, Owen Casey flying out to left. And then Shohei Tomioka came in. Tomioka walked Caleb Knight, he walked Kevin Mate, but he struck out Casey Opitz. He got Jonathan Sierra on a ground out, and that ended the seventh. Then Tomioka, in the bottom of the eighth inning, he came out of the bullpen. He walked the first batter, Jason Santana. And, well, that brought in Osvaldo Berríos. And Berríos took it the rest of the way. There was that throwing error. Berríos stepping off the rubber with Jordan Wogu breaking too soon in a stolen base attempt of third. Wogu retreated to second, but Berríos trying to peg it over to third baseman Saheed Valenzuela just threw it right beyond him. And Jordan Wogu came around to score, and there was South Bend's run. But credit Osvaldo Berríos, because Berríos then struck out B.J. Murray. He got Yohendrick Piñango on a ground out to second. That ended the eighth. And then in the ninth inning, he struck out Owen Casey. He retired Caleb Knight on the ground out to second. And he struck out Kevin Mate. And that ended the ball game. Lugnuts no hit South Bend and win it 2-1. For the Lugnuts now 27-33 here in the second half and 52-74 for the year as a whole. Final line, two runs on five hits and one error committed by the Lugnuts in the game. Seven runners left on the bases. On the other side, one run, no hits, no errors for the Cubs, and five runners left on. Cubs fall to 37-23, 71-55 for the year. They're getting all set for fireworks. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes. That was in front of a crowd of 5,916 who were able to witness this here tonight. What a memory for the Lugnuts. All involved, they're not going to forget it. Here comes the fireworks. Let's turn off the crowd microphone, and let's close up shop here from South Bend, Indiana. In the end, the Lugnuts, after losing the first four games of the series against the Midwest League second half West Division champs, come back. They win yesterday in a slugfest, 10-8, and today they win it in a no-hitter and a thriller. 2-1 the final score. Maybe when Adam Jackson and I talk about this 2022 season, this is the game that we'll talk the most about, and he wasn't even here, so he'll just have to listen to me tell about how the Lugnuts walked seven and they got through it. Brilliance. The third franchise no-hitter for the Lugnuts, their second nine-inning combined no-hitter in franchise history. There have only been three, two nine-inning no-hitters, and one in 2016 where the Lugnuts fired six no-hit innings in a doubleheader and lost 1-0 at Peoria. So really, it's the second victorious no-hitter, the second combined nine-inning no-hitter in franchise history, 2003 and today. Sunday, September the 4th, 2022, the Lugnuts 2, the Cubs 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company. Big thanks to my pregame show guest, Lugnuts starting pitcher Jorge Juan. And now I invite you to join Adam and I and the rest of the Lugnuts staff, the players, come out and support them for the final six games of the year, a homestand beginning on Tuesday against Dayton. Tuesday through Sunday, September the 6th, through September the 11th, go to LansingLugnuts.com or, during office hours, call 517-485-4500. Get your tickets for the final six Lugnuts games of this year. And you know, who knows? Who knows what this Lugnuts team can fit in before this year comes to a close. Once more, your final. Lugnuts 2, Cubs 1. Cubs do not collect a base hit tonight. Historic for the Lansing Lugnuts franchise. Here's wishing you well from the Bend. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.